my prayer.
Blog Talk Radio.
This is my prayer.
When I was a little girl,
tuned into Block Talk Radio. Your program is the Old Ship of Zion, and your host and moderator is Overseer Janice Ward. I am so delighted to be able to come back across these airways and skyways once again, bringing unto you the divine word of truth. I hope and I pray that all has been well in your family circle, and I hope and pray that all continually to be well with you and yours. Hallelujah. And I just want to thank you for allowing me into your workspace. I want to thank you for allowing me into your living room area. Then I want to thank you for allowing me to ride on down the dangerous highway and byway with the Old Ship of Zion on your radio dial. I thank you. I tip my hat off to all of my listeners, dedicated listeners that continually to make the Old Ship of Zion a part of your listening pleasure. Hallelujah. And I just thank God for you, you, and you. Hallelujah. And I want you just to come on in. I have the chat room open for your sitting and your listening pleasure. Bring your all your digital devices, may it be a laptop, smartphone, or your computer. But bring all your digital devices because we are in need of them. We're living in a diverse digital world. Hallelujah. And so we just want you to bring all your digital devices aboard, and I will give out the scriptures. And at your own discretion, you can go back and read behind me and let the Lord speak unto you what he wants to speak to you about. All right? All right. So now I want to take this time to send condolences out to those of you that has lost loved ones, may it be in the last 72 hours, 48 hours, 24 hours, 12 hours, 8 hours, 5 hours, 30 minutes ago, even seconds ago. And what we do, we say this to enlighten your heart, to uplift your spirit at a time of a great loss, hallelujah, of a magnitude in your spiritual life. And so we want you to know that you are not alone in your hour of bereavement, but that you have prayer warriors that are praying around the globe, praying with you and for you, that God would bring about joy and restoration, returning back unto your very heart and soul. So we just want you to be encouraged and know that weeping might endure for a night, but we know that joy cometh in the morning. All right, I'm scheduled to be with you 1 hour, and 1 hour it will be on this morning. Hallelujah. I want to welcome my guests. I want to welcome, hallelujah, my colleagues, my kinship family, my priesthood family, and assembly of God in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I want you to all just come aboard. You're all welcome. Anytime that the Old Ship of Zion is on live air, you're welcome to tune in. And all calls as of this time, as of this time right now, all calls are being monitored. So like I said, if you have any prayer petitions that you would want the Old Ship of Zion to go down and pray on your behalf, then you're certainly encouraged to call in at the prompt of this at the prompt, you know, I will prompt you, in other words, when to call in. But I will not take any calls during the sermonette process. It will only be when I prompt and let you know that the prayer line is now open and you can call in. But like I have far stated, all calls now are being monitored. All right? All right. So now, without any further ado, we're going to take you into our opening prayer. I'm asking all of those of you that are in attendance on this morning to bow your beautiful heads as we go down in prayer. And I want to present to some, introduce to others, a holy God, a holy deity, omnipotent God, our Lord, our Savior, our soon coming Messiah. His name is Jesus Christ. He's a native of Nazareth, yet born in Bethlehem. Hallelujah. But he's no longer in a manger. He's no longer in the tomb. Hallelujah. For we know that the tomb has been rolled away. And Jesus is a spiritual force. He's sitting high and he's looking low. Sitting in the heavenly realms of his Father. He's not sitting in the rear. He's not sitting in the middle. He's not sitting on the left. But he is indeed sitting on the right-hand side of his Father. So I want to introduce to some and present to others our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. And Father God, we come with a grateful heart this morning of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, for enabling us to gather together in unity, God, once again around the spectrum, God. For we know that this earthly soil that we're treading on, God, is not our eternal destination. But we know that you have lying in waiting. A mansion that's not built by mortal man. But you are the craftsman and you are the creator, God. And until you crack those clouds one historical day, God, to come after your bride and groom, God, we will continue moving upward in your will and in your way, God. Mounting up, hallelujah, for the four corners of this earth. As pilgrims traveling through this barren land. Asking you, God, on this morning. To anoint these lips of clay, God, able me to bring a rhema word, God, to those that may, then again may not know of you, in the pardons of their iniquity. Grace me, your servant, with words of encouragement, words of wisdom, to each and every one that are hurting deep down in the very epitome of their heart and soul. Father God, we won't take your glory, we won't take your praise, but we'll give you all the glory, honor that are due unto thee. These and other blessings we ask in your Son, Jesus' marvelous, magnificent name. Let the assembly of God and his host say amen and amen. Hallelujah. All right, well, we know that time is of an essence, and so we got a lot to try to get in on this 52 minutes and 25 seconds remaining. And so we're going to go right now into a live church service, because this is a church service. So we're going into a live church service right now. All right. Our sermon on this morning entitled Weight Loss. And we're talking about spiritually weight loss. And so we're going to tap right on into our key scripture on this morning. And it reads this. It says, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnare us. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Hebrews 12 and 1. All right, we're going to keep it moving. We're going to go to our second key scripture, and it reads this. Mary sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word, but Martha was distracted with much serving. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Luke 10, 39 through 40. All right. Our third and final key scripture reads this. If anyone hears my voice and open up the door, I will come into him and dine with him and be with me and he with me. And that scripture reading is coming out of the law. Revelation 3 and 20. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. And we know that the great Alexander the Great, what advances on Persia, and at one critical point, it appears that his troop might have been defeated. But we find out that the soldiers had taken so much plunder from their previous campaign that they had become weighed down and were losing their effectiveness in combat. We are told that Alexander commanded that all of the spoil be thrown into a heap and burned. Then the men complained bitterly, but soon saw the wisdom of the order. Someone wrote, it was as if their wings had been given to them. They walked lightly again, and victory was assured. And you know, and I know, as soldiers of Christ, you and I and us, we must rid ourselves of everything that hinder us in the conflict with our spiritual enemy. To fight the battle effectively, you and I and us, we must be clad only with the armor of God. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Ephesians 6 and 11 through 17. We know that the Bible also likened Christians to be runners. To win the race, you and I, we must lay aside every weight. That means everything that hinder you and I and us, that would drag us down and rob you and I of our strength, of our endurance. In the law of Hebrews 12 and 1, we know that this weight might be an excessive desire for possessions, might be an excessive desire for the captivating of love and money, and in its pursuit of pleasure. We know that slavery to sin is passion and a brokensome legalism. Yes, if you and I and us, if we are to fight the good fight of faith and run the spiritual race with endurance, hallelujah, we know that the watchword must be off with the weight. And I'm telling you, whatever that you have in your life, in your spiritual life, that hinders you from taking time out with God, hallelujah, because see, we have to settle down and be still and to allow God to minister to us. We know that as we are being ministered to, then God has to minister to you and I as well. But we must take time out of our busy schedule, of our itinerary, because God tell you and I, fight the good fight of faith with all thy might. We know that Christ is thy strength and Christ at thy right. Hallelujah. Lay hold on life and it shall be the joy and the crown eternally. If your Christian life is a drag, then you know that your worldly weight may be holding you back. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. Hallelujah, Jesus. So we are told in our second key scripture that Mary had sat down at Jesus' feet and heard his word, but Martha was distracted with much serving. And you know, in today's world and society, we can be bombarded with, errands and things that get in our way, distract us with time for our Heavenly Father. We know that many of today's women are juggling too, whether they are business women or stay-at-home moms. We know that the tasks of completing the mundane stuff of life usually fall in the laps of women, especially mothers. We know that the women of the first century have all sorts of things in the air at once, from frying pans and strollers to appointment calendars and mortgage payments. It can all become quite overwhelming. But we know society places a premium on those who can maintain a hectic schedule and get all done. Some women who pauses, hallelujah, to sit at Jesus' feet in the law of Luke 10 and 39 to 40 are sometimes considered unproductive. But Jesus commended Mary for taking time with him. Verse 42. We find out that certainly work has to be done, but Mary made the best choice. We know that you have men in your life as your husbands, hallelujah, even your the guy that you might be engaged with, he can assist you in finding time to be with Jesus by pitching in with the daily activities. We know that wives and women can choose to stop the daily juggling of long enough to spend a few moments with the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. We know that as our dishes sit and soak, you and I can take the Bible and to do the same. And that's to take time out for God. We cannot be spiritually, hallelujah, inclined until we take time out of our busy itinerary, our busy schedule of juggling everything at once and giving God an ear to listen. Hallelujah. The Bible tells you and I and us, if anyone hears my voice, open up the door and I will come in to him and dine with him and he with me. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Revelation 3 and 20. And you know, we find out that the term dashboard dining has come to significance in the growing practice of eating while driving. We're told to serve a little time, particularly freeway fares, include yogurt in a squeeze-in tube, soup in a heat-up sip container, and small cookies that fit into a cup holder. We find out that one U.S. consumer product analyst says that people increasingly want food items that can be easily quickly and easily eaten while on the road. In some cultures, a leisurely meal at a table is becoming an endangered practice, may I correct that. And we know that this eat and run mentality can also invade yours and my spiritual thinking. I want to ask you on this morning, do you set aside daily time for unhurried meeting with Jesus? I want to ask you, is your Bible reading and prayer time rushed or relaxed? Hallelujah, Jesus. We know that the church of Laodicea, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and open up the door, I will come in with him and dine with him and be with me. That scripture reading is coming once again out of the law of Revelation 3 and 20. And you know, the Bible tells us that when we open our hearts in serenity to the Lord, he promised you and I and us to come in for a meal, not a snack. He offered to dine with us and hold the promises of a nourishing meal with a relaxed conversation, not a hurry-up one, not a quick hello and a goodbye. While we know that modern culture worship effectively and speed, God invites you and I and us to slow down and sit down for a spiritual feast of fellowship with him. We know that you can take time out for Jesus. We know that time is a friend when you use it to strengthen your friendship with Jesus in order to stay spiritually inclined to fight the fiery darts of the evil one. We have to sit down long enough for God to minister to you and I and us. We have to be still and know that he is God. We have to be still. We have to get in a place where we can hear God's voice and we can listen. Hallelujah, with a listening ear. And we know that sometimes people with great aspirations are targeted by those who attempt little and achieve minimally. Instead of rising to the level of great achievers, many are content to live well below their ability, but also pulling others down instead of pushing them forward. We know that unachievable would rather destroy the work of others than help them achieve success. You might ask why? Because if they have a good example in front of them, they just might have to reach for a star. Hallelujah, Jesus. We know that God's temple in the city, hallelujah, was eliminating its leader, Jeremiah. And then God, hallelujah, called to come down to their level. But when God called, we know that we are to engage. And we are to engage with a spiritual ear. We are not to engage in foolishness, though. And we know that Nehemiah refused to fall into their trap. He left a message for those of all ages who dare inspire of the detractors. He said, I'm doing a good work that I cannot come down. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Nehemiah 6 and 3. We know that when others seek to divert your attention and my attention and our attention from excellence and achievement in pastoral work, academic, family, and relationship, even our professional work, to do busy work, we should let them know that you cannot be deflected from God's work to do trifling things. We know that God has given you and I and us a job to do, and we cannot stop until it has been fulfilled. We have to listen to God. And see, that'll keep you and I from sinning, from doing things that we know that's not right, not pleasing in the eyesight of God. We know that life can be a continuous stream of movements and activities. Sometimes it seems as if it will never slow down long enough for you and I and us to catch our breath. Our schedule demands more and more, hallelujah, of our time, keeping us endlessly busy with our families and our jobs and our affiliation with civic association. We feel that if we are not busy, hallelujah, doing something with our time, then we are wasting it. But being busy does not necessarily mean that you and I and us are accomplishing anything. We know that activity does not necessarily translate into productivity. But you and I, if we are not careful, we can become so busy that we are never accomplishing anything that has real meaning or lasting significance. We can easily become a jack of all trades, but a master of none. So we need to suspend all the activities and assess the effectiveness of our busy work. Perhaps we think that all of our activities are crucial, but are they really important? Well, we can look at Isaiah 32 and 17, and it tells us that the work of righteousness shall be peace, and the effect of righteousness, the quietness and assurance forever. Hallelujah. So we know that instead of spending time on seemingly important things, we need to invest time, ensuring that we are living in a right relationship with God. That is our main, that means that you and I are committed to hearing his voice, following his will. It means that we are committed to the God that ordained transformation that needs to occur within you and I and us, that we might reflect his character. So when you and I, when we do that, we determine to allow God to transform our lives. We will experience a quietness in our spiritual and a confidence that comes from following God. So I want you to take time out. I want you to take time out today to evaluate your life. I want you to ask God to help you to determine whether you are a person that he wants to be or whether you are just busy. So I want you to take time out with God. Then God will take time out with you to counsel you, to instruct you in the ways that you and I should go. Hallelujah. So in ending, I hope and I pray that I've said something, hallelujah, to marinate your spirit and infuse your mind as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. If this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, if you have any prayer petitions that you would want the old ship of Zion to go down in prayer on your behalf, you are most certainly encouraged to send your correspondence to God House of Deliverance Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. This program has been produced by Block Talk Radio. Your program has been the old ship of Zion. Send your correspondent. Make them attentive to Overseer Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Guerra, California, 95020. You can also log on to our web address, www.janicewardministries.org. Till we meet again across these airways and skyways, you are encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. You are encouraged to buckle up with Jesus at your wheel because he is people friendly. So we're going to now turn you over to our second phase of our program, and that is Hymns of Zion. If you don't have any prayer requests, you can call in at the prompt right now. That number is 646-200-3074. If there's not any prayer petitions, then we're going to now take you on over into our second phase of our program, and that is Hymns of Zion. Uplift your spirit and encourage your heart. So until we meet again, you go in God and allow God to go in you. Up next, Hymns of Zion. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. Thank you.
Cause I got a made up mind. Heaven is my goal, yeah. Each and every day. Gonna keep on traveling till I make it home someday. Yes, I am to my heaven. Do you wanna go with me? Traveling on, yeah, to my heaven. Let me say one more verse. I hate to leave this world, but one day I got to go. I'm going to my home over on that other shore. Gonna meet my Savior, yeah. Meet him face to face. Just to him say, welcome home, my child. Come on up to the glory to stay. Yes, I am to my heavenly home. Yeah, traveling on. I'm traveling on to my heavenly home. Got my ticket. I'm traveling on. I'm traveling on. I got no one over there. Yes, I do. I wanna see Jesus. I won't have to cry no more. Yes, I am. Say it one more time. I'm traveling home. Woo-hoo. To my sometimes go on out of your way just to help someone who has found the battle. Soon they get on their feet. You know what they'll do. They get on the telephone, call everybody in town. Said you ain't no good. But remember, please, please remember.
Yeah.
couldn't say one word.
I'm just waiting.
If I couldn't say one word,
I'm just waiting.
He's been good to me, kept me out of danger when danger was around me. Couldn't say one word,
I just waved my hand.
Couldn't have done what you did when you went to Calvary. He shed his blood. He shed it for me. That's why I'm standing here on your word. I know your word. If I ever stand, if I could say one word, let me say it one more time. I couldn't have done what my Jesus did when he went to Calvary. He shed his blood, for he shed it for me. And right now, Lord, I'm standing here. Lord, I'm standing on your word. Lord, I know your word. Your word will forever stand. If I could say one word,
wait.
I want to say it just one more time for me. I could not have done what Jesus did when he went to Calvary. Mm-hmm. He shed all of his blood. He shed it for me. And right now, I'm standing here. Lord, I'm standing on your word. Lord, I know your way will forever stand.
If I'm talking about you,
he's been good to me. He kept me a long time. He never left me alone. He stood by my side when my family walked off and left me. He stood by my side when my friend walked off and left me. He stood by my side when no one else was standing by my side. And Lord, I know it. While I got my help, while I got my strength, I'm going to take time out. And I'm going to tell you, thank you.
I'll just wave my hand.
Y'all do me one favor. Take a neighbor by the hand.
Say one word.
Real quickly, take a neighbor by the hand.
I'll
real quickly, take a neighbor by the hand.
Hand.
And say, neighbor. Neighbor.
Say
oh,
one
neighbor.
Word.
Oh, neighbor. Oh, neighbor. Out of all I've been through, talk to him. Out of all I've been through, out of all I've been through, I still got my joy. 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 I still got my joy.
In the wrong direction, but when I said I was feeling fine. Had my healthy strength closed in my right mind. Didn't have to worry. Didn't have to be afraid. He's been so good to me. That's why I want to say, Lord,
I thank you
for
all
you've
done.
Lord,
I thank you
for
all
you've done. Storm and rain, sometimes crying, going through pain. You were there in the midst of my time. Lord, I'm standing here, not wasting time to tell you,
Lord, I thank you
for. Storm and rain, sometimes crying, going through pain. You were there in the midst of my time. Lord, I'm standing here, not wasting time to tell you,
Lord, I thank you
for. The storm and rain. Sometimes I had to cry. I even went through pain. You were there in the midst of my time. Lord, I'm standing here. I'm not a wasting time. Say, you,
Lord, I thank you
for. Storm and rain. Sometimes I had to cry. I even went through pain. Lord, you were there in the midst of my time. Lord, I'm standing here. I'm not a wasting time. Lord, you. Time. Lord, I've been through storm and rain. Did anybody help to turn out? Did you even go through pain? Oh, he was there in the midst of your time. Lord, we standing here. We're not wasting time.
Come on. wants you to have. God wants you to have. God wants you to have. If you really want to have, and you came here to have, and you know you can have, and you really want to have, turn around and tell somebody. Turn around and tell somebody. Come on, come on. Let's have a, let's have a, let's have a, come on, let's have a, right now, right now, right now, right now. Has he ever brought you, has he ever pulled you through? Turn around and tell somebody, let me tell you what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna tell him tonight, I'm gonna tell him tonight.
Started calling on Jesus. Confusion. One Friday night,